Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Joining us now, Nina Ruggiero from AM New York and Newsday, who wrote an essay, called The LIRR, Why We Hate It, Why We Love It, and Why We Can't Live Without It. And she joins us now on the occasion of the settlement of the potential Long Island Railroad strike. Nina, welcome to WNYC. Hi there.
Hi, thank you very much.
So this is a you don't know what you've got till it's gone moment, except it didn't quite go, right?
Yes, it was just sort of the threat that it could have happened.
So Long Island listeners, this is your opportunity to call in and tell us what you love and what you hate about the Long Island Railroad. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, as Nina Ruggiero did in this AM New York essay. Maybe you read it on your commute today. And you wrote this article under the name An Anonymous Long Islander. Were you fearful of coming out of the closet?
No, I think it was just more the fact that this could have been written by any Long Islander, really. It's kind of about solidarity, I would say.
So give me one thing. One thing you love, one thing you hate.
Okay. I would start with what I started with in the article, why we hate it. Our bosses run on Eastern Standard Time, not Long Island Railroad time. The Long Island Railroad isn't always late, but in my experience, it's almost always late. And the most infuriating thing about it is standing there and watching the screen that's telling you that your train is on time when actually that time already came and went. So it's like it's just lying to your straight to your face.
Maybe they just need to redefine late like the airlines did.
Yes.
You know, it used to be that it takes like an hour officially to fly from here to somewhere in Virginia. Now it takes about an hour and 45 minutes so that when they're late, they can say, oh, well, we flew within the projected window.
Yeah.
So maybe they need to do that on the LIRR. How about the change at Jamaica? In my experience with the Long Island Railroad, that is one of the most aggravating things, that there are so many kind of normal commutes between New York and somewhere on Long Island. We have to change at Jamaica. And then you might have to change platforms. You might have to run up the steps, down the steps. You might not get a seat on the second train, even if you got a seat on the first train. This whole change at Jamaica thing, that's one of the things that I hate the most about the Long Island Railroad.
I mean, so many people, myself included, will take a late, if we have the choice, we'll take a later train to avoid that. I mean, it's really the worst. Sometimes I think we exaggerate it a little because there are the times where you just, it's on the next track and it's really a pretty simple thing. But either way, I mean, it's a pain. You're right. You may have a seat, you have to give it up and then go stand. And there are the times where it's not on the next track and those stairs are crazy and you're sprinting up them and it just kind of ruins your whole morning.
All right, listeners, Long Islanders, it's your turn now that you know that you're going to have the Long Island Railroad to kick around in the coming days. Call up and tell us your things you love to love and things you love to hate about the Long Island Railroad. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And Ann in Port Washington, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ann.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling to tell you that I think the trains are always dirty, no matter what time I get on, especially on the Port Line, which is a direct line into the city. There's always spilled coffee cups and leftover newspapers. And then the good thing is that they finally upgraded the system and put electronic boards up so that we can now see what track we have to get to when we're sprinting through Penn Station.
Now, I have to say, if you're in Port Washington and that's your station, I have almost no sympathy for you because that line doesn't go through Jamaica, so you never have to deal with that indignity. And it's the first stop, so you're always going to get a seat. That's probably the best line on the railroad.
Well, I agree with that. It is the best line on the railroad. But after it hits Great Neck, it turns into a mob scene, and it is. It's really always dirty. The floors are sticky. The seats are torn. They really need to put new trains.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Mike in Sayville. Mike, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to comment right off the bat on that first caller.
Yeah.
If the trains are dirty, it's because of the passengers. If people are still, unless this woman wants to pay extra money to have a maid or a matron on every train, it's going to be dirty.
Are you a conductor?
No, I'm not. I do work for the railroad, but I'm not a conductor.
Uh-huh. Flinging it back on the passengers.
Excuse me?
Flinging it back on the passengers. If the trains are dirty, it's your fault.
It's not the employees spilling coffee and soda all over the floors.
People are slobs. I cannot believe when people throw trash on the ground, on the street.
On the
train, you should pack it out as you go.
But that's not really why I called.
Okay.
What I'd like to do is clear up a couple of common misconceptions very quickly. First of all, I'm not a conductor. Conductors do not just punch tickets. They have to be qualified to run the train in the stead of the engineer. If the lead car is somehow disabled, the engineer drives the train from the second car on instructions from the conductor in the first car at a reduced speed. It takes 4 years to qualify to do that. They have to learn a thing called the Book of Rules in Physical Characteristics. They have to be able to draw a map by hand of the entire system, every switch, every signal, every interlocking, every station, every platform. It's over 700 miles. And they have to know it verbatim while they're out of work.
Thanks for giving us that context. You going to vote yes on this temporary deal?
I think so.
Mike, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Nina Ruggiero from Newsday, were you trying to get in there?
Oh, I think I was trying to get back in on the trash before and just saying that in that respect, he's right. I mean, I don't know who's throwing their old McDonald's on the ground or, you know, knocking over their coffee and just leaving it there. I've never done that. I've been on the train many times. I think that people should pay a little more attention to
a
that.
A little for
consideration sure.
for people getting on at the next stop. You know, one thing I love about the Long Island Railroad?
What?
It's not the Long Island Expressway.
I would agree with that.
I'll take the train any day. Victoria in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
So Long Island Railroad, yes.
Yeah, so Long Island Railroad versus New Jersey Transit. I take both because every other weekend I go to my dad's on Long Island and I go to my weekend house in New Jersey. And it is a pleasure to ride the Long Island Railroad after dealing with New Jersey Transit. The signage in Penn Station is far superior. The New Jersey Transit has these little screens that are inset that you have to be dead on to even see your track. It's about a half inch high. The trains are old. Even the new trains, the double-decker trains, are so poorly designed you can barely fit down the stair. I could really trash New Jersey Transit, so I would just like to say I think there's a lot of great things about Long Island Railroad that the people who ride it every day should just do a weekend on New Jersey Transit to appreciate.
Having done my share of riding of both lines, I agree. It is a no-brainer. LIRR all over NJT. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
How about the Metro North? I'd like to know how that compares.
I was going to ask the same thing. So I have less experience riding Metro North than I do either the Long Island Railroad or New Jersey Transit. So who wants to call in who has taken both Metro North, your share of times, and the Long Island Railroad? Which is better? Which is worse? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. As we ask, what do you love, what do you hate about the LIRR now that you know that they are not going on strike and you are free to love and hate the usual things? 212-433-9692. Roseanne in Wantagh, you're on the air. Hi, Roseanne.
Hi, how are you? I just wanted to say that I absolutely love the Long Island Railroad. It's sad for me that I no longer commute. I drive to work every day. I love the idea of just freeing myself and being able to do whatever it is I want on a train, whether it be read or listen to something or sleep. And I always found the trains very comfortable, and unlike previous callers, I always found it to be on time. I never had much trouble with it.
Thank you very much, a lover of the Long Island Railroad. Anne, who uses the Babylon line, you're on WNYC. Hi, Anne.
Yes, I'm really lucky. It runs every half hour. There's no train changing. You just get on at Penn and get off at Babylon or vice versa. It's clean because, well, I don't know why. It's because it's less complicated about changing trains, probably. I love it. I read, you know, and don't have to interrupt the reading to change trains. It is really great.
Thank you very much. Bill, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What are you loving or hating about the Long Island Railroad
today?
Well,
I'll give you what I hate first. If the train is 5 minutes and 59 seconds late, they still consider it on time. That bugs me.
That's the official window, 10 minutes?
5 minutes and 59 seconds.
Oh, 5 minutes and 59 seconds.
And they still consider it on time. I know in Europe, you know, in Germany, that you could set your watch by the train, you know. But here, 6 minutes is considered on time. What I love is I take the Hicksville train, the 706, every morning. I sit in the very last car, and the people on my car are terrific.
What I like is the people on my car. Bill, with a community on the Long Island Railroad. And Susan, you're going to compare some LIRR and Metro North qualities?
Yeah. You know, I've always found LIRR sort of unfriendly and, you know, it's not terrible. But Metro North, I just can't say nicer things about it. As I was saying, of course, the route is gorgeous up the Hudson, but you can't credit that with, you know, the MTA. But the conductors are always pleasant, helpful, nice. The cars are always clean. It's a pleasure. I mean, I take it twice a week up to my kids from Manhattan to Hastings on Hudson. And I was sick for a while. I didn't go. On Monday I went, and I was just so happy to be back. I mean, I just think it's a lovely. And I tell the conductors that I can't get over how different they are than the LIRR conductors.
How about that? We put this question right into your wheelhouse, didn't we? Susan, thank you very much. And here's another one. Deirdre in Westchester. You're on WNYC. Hi, Deirdre.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So you used to live on the island and moved to Westchester?
My husband did, and he couldn't believe the difference in the trains when he came. Like on the Metro North, no one sits in the third seat. You don't have to sit next to another person most of the time. And my daughter takes it now, and this winter was brutal, but she really only had one or two problems the whole winter. It was pretty incredible.
Of course, the Metro North system has had some horrific problems, individual incidents that, you know, have been deadly and everything else. But I guess it's from our sample of two, for the average rider on the average day, Metro North may be a more pleasant experience. Or maybe it's that you get to go into Grand Central rather than Penn Station, and that just leaves you in a better mood to start out.
Yes, I think it does. It's just more open. And I know when you come in on the Long Island Railroad, you have to walk in the other cars to get to the station, which I think would be a real aggravation.
Deirdre, thank you very much. And a last word from Nita Ruggiero, who wrote up an AM New York essay, The LIRR, Why We Hate It, Why We Love It, and Why We Can't Live Without It. What are you hearing from our callers that reflects what you know?
I mean, I think there are certain things that just annoy everybody, and actually a lot of it, unfortunately, has to do with the people. So maybe everyone should try to be a little more courteous. You know, we talked about also packed trains. Don't put your bag on the seat. Let somebody sit down. On the other hand, empty trains, don't sit down right next to me. Little things like that.
Who would do that?
People do that. It's terrible. I don't know. It's always the smelliest person, too. But, you know, but also don't take it for granted, because something like this could have happened, and what would we all have done?
And a strike could have happened, and then everybody would be lamenting that they don't have the Long Island Railroad. Nita, thanks a lot. I enjoyed it. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.